Hello and welcome, everybody. So happy that you've joined us for this very special edition of the Ford Lions Report Live. I'm Tom Lydon, happy to be joined once again by two former Lions, Rob Rubick and Herman Moore. Another season set to go. Training camp is here, and you've been in these shoes, the final day of vacation. What goes through a player's mind on this night?
Well, it's basically coming back and knowing that this is it. You're getting ready to get back into the thick of things, and it's going to show whether or not you've done all the off-season training that you were supposed to in terms of preparation. So it makes for an interesting training camp.
Yeah, I was talking to Jason Fox prior just a few minutes ago, and I said the last few nights before training camp, I always stayed up later and later because I knew once I went to bed, it would be the next day, and I'd be one day closer to trying to survive.
Coach Schwartz joins us momentarily, but we're going to hit a couple of the headlines, some things that fans are talking about as this training camp starts. And Herm, I'll start with you. Our first headline, new faces. Because there are some new free agent names that have joined this Lions team in the offseason.
Yeah, there have been. And, you know, starting out would be Reggie Bush. That was the headline that most people talked about. Here's a guy who in Miami was underused as a wide receiver. And I think that's going to pay great dividends for the Lions because he's going to be able to help that unit.
Not just offense. They added a lot of defensive help, too, in the free agent route.
Yeah, they did. They had one guy, Jason Jones. He's a gentleman who's from Southfield, Michigan. So he's a local guy. He's going to help him in the passing game on defense and help him with the pass rush.
And Glover Quinn's a guy who's going to solidify the safety position, too. He stayed out on the field. He's played very well for Houston, and he packs a punch back there.
He does. He's a character guy. He has athleticism. I think he's going to help in the secondary and bring a lot of confidence back to that unit.
You mentioned Jason Jones, who's absolutely thrilled to be back here. He's one of two guys who they've brought in who can play both positions, both defensive end and defensive tackle.
Yeah, Israel Adonijé, he's another guy who is going to be kind of a two-headed sword there. He's going to come in with the pass rushing ability. He also has the ability to stop the run. You're going to see him both inside and flexed wide.
You know, we've seen a lot of Adonijé over the years, too, because he's been with the Chicago Bears, somebody who brings that experience a lot like Corey Williams did, but the versatility as well, both inside and out.
Yeah, and it will. If you can get athletic guys, especially big guys along the line, that just helps your unit become that much more effective.
Jason Hansen's been a rock, but he's not here. David Akers is the guy who's favored to probably win that job, and what do you know about a guy who's 38 coming here with the experience of David?
Well, David's no stranger to big games and coming into pressure situations. He's been a journeyman to a certain degree with certain teams, but you can't replace a Hall of Famer like Jason Hansen. He's someone that you just have to go in and hopefully you get a good guy that can come in. I think David will fill that role.
Rob, the new faces are not just free agents, also draftees. And we're talking draft impact not just from 2013, but also 2012. A lot of guys who didn't really get a chance to prove themselves last year.
Yeah, but let's start with 2013 and the number one draft pick, Ziggy Ansah. He's going to have to come in and a little bit of pressure on the young man. He's got to perform and be productive, replacing Cliff Averill off that edge. Remember, they lost three of their top four defensive ends. Now, Ziggy's going to come in here, and I really think he has the ability, and he has such a huge upside to get better. But besides Ziggy, also you bring in Darius Slay, who's going to compete, hopefully, for a starting defensive back job. But at the very least, he's going to provide some depth at the cornerback position.
You know, I mentioned it. The 2012 draft class hasn't really gotten much of an opportunity to make a splash, and Riley Reiff is given an opportunity right out of the gate to compete for Jeff Beck's
job. Well, yeah, with Jeff retiring, Riley, some big shoes to fill, but he did a nice job last year at the tight end position, really giving him opportunity to flank teams with some power blocking. It's, I don't know how much it's going to help him being a left tackle, but he's in his second year. He learned a lot from Jeff Backus, and he's going to have, you know, big shoes to fill, as I said, but also Bill Bentley coming in. He played a lot until his injury last year. He was very productive in the preseason, showed some signs that he's a very competitive defensive back, a little bit of a ball hawk, a little bit of a risk taker at times, but I like his game. They got to come in there, but they have to be productive, as well as Ronnell and Travis Lewis, a couple draft picks as well last year.
Great expectations for this entire team, but I want you to pick one guy, one person who's really shouldering a big load this year.
Well, I think when I mention the name Calvin Johnson, a lot of people will be freaked out about that. But when you have a player who plays at such a high level, it's not like a player who's struggled, who's had an up and down season or career. This is someone who carries not only the team, his unit, but his team and also perhaps the organization on his shoulders.
You're sticking offense too, Rob.
I'm going with Reggie Bush. I think it's a great acquisition, getting somebody who can stretch the field in a running game and in the passing game, an outstanding receiver out of the backfield. And now when you get his speed in the flat, that cornerback, you put him under a little bit of pressure now. Is he going to keep trying to sag and get deep underneath all the out stuff they run to Kelvin? Or is he going to come up because you give Reggie 8 yards in the open field, he's going to make you look ugly.
You guys have picked players. I'm going to go the coach. Great expectations are being shouldered by the guy sitting right here to my right, Jim Schwartz, entering his fifth year, 4-12 last year, coming off the 10-6 season in 2011. He'll tell you before anyone else that it's his job to get the guys organized, to get the guys orchestrated, and to get that game plan executed on a week-in and week-out basis. So great expectations from the big names on this team, and we are very thrilled to be joined by one of them right here, the guy who's shouldering a big load of expectations this year, Jim Schwartz. How was your summer vacation?
It's always same. You know, those guys mentioned the last couple nights before you get started. I never get to sleep those last couple nights. You're just so full of anticipation and excitement. You can't wait to get on the field and get started on a new season.
What do you learn from last season that maybe makes you do something differently this year?
Well, there's a lot of lessons to learn, and we learned a lot of hard lessons last year. I think the biggest thing is, you know, we need to be more of a team. We were a better team in 2011 than we were in 2012. There's going to be injuries. Those things are going to happen. There's no excuses for things like that. We need to perform better as a team. And then I think the other thing, if you look at our season from 2011 to 2012, the biggest statistical change in those two seasons was turnovers. We lost more fumbles than we did in 2011, and our turnovers in defense were cut in half. We need to find a way to rectify that.
Hey, Coach, you bring in Reggie Bush. That's my great expectation. That's how I'm going to massage my own question. Besides what I said, what do you think Reggie will bring to this offense?
I think he's a very, very big acquisition for us. He was a priority for us. We went right out of the gate in free agency making a pitch to him. And I think just like Herman was talking about Calvin, those two guys, there's a synergy between them. Reggie can be more effective because of a guy like Calvin, and hopefully it can free Calvin up from some of the double teams and things like that. You know, we a couple years ago, you know, when Javid Best was with us, he played at a really high level. We were very difficult to defend on offense. Hopefully with Reggie there, we can replicate that.
You have so much talent on the outside and guys who will be handling the football, and so much uncertainty on the inside. But opportunity for guys to step up, 60% of your line is gone from last year starting-wise. I mean, what do you look at as the training camp starts in that regard?
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that have been with us for a while. Jason Fox, you mentioned. Last year was his first healthy year, but he never had a chance to get on the field because we didn't have very many injuries. We drafted Riley Reiff in the first round, and Jeff Backus missed the first game of his career, and Riley stepped in and did a nice job for him. It's time for those guys. We also drafted Larry Wolford, who will be in the mix at the right guard position. You know, we're excited about our offensive line. You know, we're anchored by some veteran players, Rob Sims, Dominic Raiola. But we're not going to be putting green players back. You know, there's not a lot of guys with starting experience, but we're not just trying to replace guys. We think we can get better on the offensive line.
I know there's tons of people watching tonight who are interested in the status of Lewis Delmas. Can you tell us anything differently from what we knew back at OTAs?
Not really. You know, Lewis is a very good player for us. You mentioned Glover Quinn and adding him to our secondary. We also added a veteran in Chris Hope over the last month, you know, who played at a pretty high level for Atlanta last year and played for us in Tennessee when we were there. You know, but Lewis is the lifeblood of our defense. He's a player that plays with passion, and we're a better defense when he's on the field. You know, we're gonna have to play it smart with him through training camp. You know, there's going to be times where he's not going to be allowed to practice, and sometimes you got to protect Lou from himself. He's a very competitive guy. He wants to practice. He wants to be with his teammates. And we have to balance, you know, that and his ability to prepare with trying to keep him as healthy as we possibly can.
Well, that is the head coach of the Detroit Lions. He'll be a very busy man from now till hopefully the beginning of February, when maybe we see you in the Meadowlands. Thanks for a minute.